I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Contaminated milk powder in China has caused more than 1,000 children to get sick. At least two of them have died. Today, China's state-run news media warned that still more babies may have been poisoned. The media say authorities are setting up a treatment system for those children. But some Chinese journalists are less willing than before to take the state at its word. They're inclined not to adhere to the official version, despite warnings from the government. The World's Mary Kay Magstad sent us this story from Beijing.
It's a late afternoon in a leafy city park. Zhang Shouqing pushes her only grandson in his stroller. She takes care of him when his mother's busy, and she feeds him infant formula as a supplement to breast milk. She says she was shocked when she heard that Sanlu milk powder was contaminated. She says, as soon as I heard, I threw the rest of the package away. How can the government allow something that's poison to be sold to ordinary people? That's a question a lot of Chinese people are asking now, and not for the first time. China has suffered a spate of food safety scandals in recent years. A grandfather named Liu Chouming says that's why his six-month-old granddaughter gets fed American-made formula. He says it's more expensive, but each family has just one child here in China, so it has to protect that only child. And he says he'd heard that Sanlu had problems before with its infant formula. This time, the problem was that the formula was laced with melamine, the chemical involved in last year's toxic pet food scandal. Melamine is usually used as a binding agent, but it can also make protein content look higher than it is. So, milk dealers can water down their milk, add melamine, and make more money. Four such Chinese milk dealers have now been arrested. 22 other people have been detained for questioning. State media have reported this to show that the government is taking swift action. But Ling Zhangzhou, the editor of a Beijing newspaper, says reports of this contamination actually came months after the company first knew of it. He says, I think we should focus on who's really responsible. So far, they've just arrested some farmers. I look online and see people laugh at that. They say, why don't we just blame the cows? Ling also questions why it took so long for the Chinese state-run news media to jump on this story, since Sanlu knew as far back as June that there were quality problems with its milk. He thinks government interests may be involved. But the government has told Chinese reporters not to do any independent reporting on this story. Freelance journalist Peng Dingding is trying to anyway. He says the authorities are understandably nervous about aggressive coverage of the story.
Milk powder, it's related to so many families, and not within a certain region, not limited to a certain walk of life, but to many, many, many families from all walks of life. So it may result in massive riots. And that is something that the authorities are most concerned about.
Peng says he'll try to investigate how all this happened. He's known for taking on controversial subjects, and he's already been detained three times.
Really, I do not think of in terms of consequences. I only think in terms of right or wrong. If it's right, I do it.
Then there's the question of getting his story out there. But he says that's becoming easier.
China is improving. The media environment is, but largely due to internet. Because the authorities are losing capabilities of controlling media due to technical reasons.
You say with a big smile.
I'm not saying that they are so kind as to allow us more space, but they are compelled to.
The newspaper editor, Ling Zhangzhou, would like to see more space still. He says most Chinese journalists are still cowed by potential penalties if they step out of line. Ling says he was one of 40 people to sign a declaration this past week that calls for free media in China. He posted it on his blog. It was quickly removed by censors. He has also written open letters to China's top leaders calling for democracy. He knows others have been detained for doing similar things, but he thinks there's room for him to do that these days in China because he's a veteran journalist who's worked for years within the state system. He also thinks there's a decent chance he'll live to see a China with free speech, a free press, and democracy. He's 40 now, and he says it won't happen if people like him don't push. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.